The guy with us, Dr. Todd Brough, he's a urologist in the Glickman Urological and Kidney Institute at Cleveland Clinic, here to talk about Mention It survey, the emphasis on the men. This is a looking at the current state of men's health in America. Doctor, if you tell us about this survey, why is it important, and what information, I guess, did you learn it, and who responded to the survey?
Absolutely. So this is our eighth annual Mention It campaign, which is the Cleveland Clinic's attempt to reach men and discuss and address specific men's health topics. This year, we looked at basically the general state of men's health in America, specifically mental health, physical health, and sexual health, and found some interesting findings. The vast majority of men responding to the survey felt that they were living a healthy lifestyle. However, only about 50% were eating a healthy diet, were going for annual physical evaluations with their doctor, and addressing mental health concerns when they came up. So there's certainly a gap between how we feel we're doing and what our habits actually bear out, and gives us as physicians opportunity to reach those patients and improve their lives. Hmm.
Gee, the men seem to be kind of honest about it. I listen to some of the things you say, and I sort of can kind of relate to some of those responses. What do the men feel that they best to change, or is it an attitude? What do you think is behind all this?
Yeah, you know, I think, part of it is men in general tend to kind of sweep things under the rug, and we're not as proactive as we should be. And part of that, I think, is fear of the unknown, and it's also just feeling physically good, so feeling that everything is going as it should. But as we age, obviously, physical conditions become more common, high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancers, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, for instance. So annual screenings are extremely important, seeing your physician on a regular basis, because, again, the earlier we detect these conditions, the more treatment options we have and the more successful those treatment options tend to be.
Did you find out anything related to sort of the age of the male you talked about as to how involved they are in their own health?
Yeah, so the survey reached out to 1,000 men 18 and over, so we tried to get a broad demographic of the population. And there were certain things, not so much based on age, but more based on mental health issues and activity levels. Men tend to lead a more sedentary lifestyle. On average, a little over 2 hours a day was spent scrolling through social media, and about 25% of men spent 5 hours or more watching TV. So while a large proportion of the respondents, for instance, were concerned about weight issues, these sedentary lifestyle habits go against improving that. So, again, the responses from this give us as physicians a lot of opportunity, again, to reach out and try to give folks positive options to improve their condition.
What's the best way to do that? Are you approaching the different physicians to sort of have a checklist of a reminder next time a guy shows up and kind of work through things? Or is there sort of a public knowledge campaign? A little bit of what we're doing today, I guess, is just getting the word out as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you just said is the most important part, is getting the word out, because, you know, we obviously can't get those screening tests done unless we get that person in the door. So I think efforts like Mention It, just letting men know that they're not alone, that we all go through these issues, and making them more comfortable asking for help is our foremost goal.
A lot of times, men's health sometimes depends on their relationships. In other words, with a spouse or a partner, sometimes they have more concern for that individual than the person themselves.
Yeah, I think that's very common. Our spouses tend to be more concerned about us than we are of ourselves. And so, you know, I think listening to that that good advice that's in your ear would do us well. But again, as we age, certain screenings become more important, certain medical conditions become more prevalent. And again, the earlier we identify those, the more treatment options we've got.
When someone is going to go for a screening, do you sort of take it one screening at a time, or is there kind of like a one-stop that you have to do? What's the best way to kind of lay out the protocol or the regimen for this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the best way is by having a primary care physician who can kind of coordinate all this for you. Which screenings are recommended is based on age and family history. So if you have a regular doctor that's familiar with your history, he or she will be able to offer recommendations on what treatment options would benefit you, or rather what screenings would benefit you, and get those done.
Did the survey answer anything about how well or not well men are able to open up at a doctor's appointment to tell really what they need to go? Because most of the time we're like, everything's fine, let's move on.
Right. Yeah, we didn't specifically address that, but I think we can infer just from the fact that only half of men are going for annual physical exams that we don't do a great job of it. You know, what I see in my practice, I think, you know, if someone does get in the door, they really just want to leave. So kind of answering questions, you know, maybe not entirely honestly, kind of gets them out of the door quicker, but understand that we are there to listen and try to understand your condition and give you the best recommendations that we can. And the only way to do that is really to have all the information. So while it may be uncomfortable to discuss some of these topics, believe me, we've heard it all before, and you're not the first person to bring these up. So tell us all everything that's concerning you, and we can give you the best recommendation.
Right. Different doctors have different ways to approach it, and sometimes you have to give a leading question or understand there's a little more of that onion you have to peel back to get the real answer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right, Bruce.
What are people going to go to find out more about this MentionIt survey that the Cleveland Clinic is involved with?
Yep, your listeners can go to clevelandclinic.org/mentionit for more information.